The voters have spoken. Jim, what do you think they've said?
Well, they said that they're very pleased with what we've been doing, keeping their parks clean and safe, and they trust us to build even more and continue the great things that we're doing.
So what's next on the agenda?
Well, we're going to, focus back on our efforts tomorrow, go back to work, hit it hard. I mean, we've always been working. We've never stopped. And I think that's the key to our success is we've never stopped working. Every day is important, but in the coming weeks here, we're past this, so we're going to really start focusing on transitioning into Cascade with staff. So we got to get some staff lined up, have some time with City of Elyria and their staff, and talk about how we're going to transition on this joint venture here over the next 8 weeks. And we're going to be moving in there on January 1, keep plugging away at our other trail projects and through Elyria and Wellington, where we've got that arrangement with the railroad. So we're going to button up a couple of minor issues there, and then get that on the burner and start seeking out some support to start moving along on that. Amherst Trails, Grafton Trails, that the Grafton, the old Royal Oaks, should transfer to us somewhere around the end of the month. So we're going to jump in there. Hopefully weather holds enough for us to get some trails down and get some gates, get some security in there, and have a nice park open for people to walk and ski and snowshoe in through the winter. So the list goes on and on, but again, it's what we love to do, and it's what we do. We do it well, and we're happy to be able to do it.
You had a couple of community forums about Cascade Park. What did you learn from those?
Again, it's very deep and rich in history. There was, I think an overall consensus about, keeping, don't go too crazy with some newer, crazier ideas. People are anxious for us to get back and reclaim the park, make it clean and safe in their minds. I think it confirmed some of our thoughts, some earlier decisions and stuff, but it was neat to hear a lot of people's old stories. We found we learned some stuff that historically had never been written about certain personnel that worked there or the programs that they did, and it was a great experience. So we're looking forward to take that, build upon that as we move forward into 15 and develop that master plan. So
one more thing about Tuesday's successful levy campaign. I'm guessing you had a lot of people, a lot of help, a lot of volunteers out there to make it happen.
Amazing. Yeah, again, without them, like I said, getting the word out, helping us with signs, the message. We were talking earlier about an educated voters are our best allies. And I think our staff, our volunteers did a phenomenally great job in educating people as to what we're doing and being available to them to answer the questions about the parks and why we do certain things that we do and what our future plans are. We're just tickled to death and very honored and privileged that we had so many great volunteers out there, spreading the good word.